Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 84. That's Bayis Pnimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 84. So today we're going to discuss what we mentioned before, that there's infatuation and then it wears off, and then the libido of each one of the couple, husband and wife, have differences in their desire for the sexual experience, and that's a very, very normal occurrence. And the best way to address it, the practical advice for every couple, like it's almost not shayach that they don't have a discrepancy between the two. Sometimes a little larger, sometimes a little smaller, but it's always some type of issue that needs to be worked through. And it's best addressed with a feeling of acceptance, accepting that reality, and personal commitment to one another. And here is just general guidelines that this Pat Love is really fantastic advice. And the way she puts it is in a phrase that some people are known to have heard, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, I think is the well-known phrase. And here she puts it this way. Ask not only what is best for you, but also what is best for the relationship. It's interesting that it says best for the relationship. And though it's not just enough, for example, a husband to say to himself, ask not only what's best for you, but also what's best for your wife. Or your wife, or the wife saying, ask not what's best for me, the wife, but also what's best for my husband. No, not just that. It's also that, but not just that. But for the relationship, the connection between the two as a we, as a couple. That makes it a lot easier. And we're going to mention this many, many times. This is such a crux of an issue between couples that they don't talk about. They don't. Some of them actually fight and resent, and really it's clear that they're very upset about each other with it. But most cases, unfortunately, it's buried inside. It's resentment carried in them. They never express it, and they just suffer from that without just bringing it out in the open in a healthy way. What's best for the relationship? And it's very relevant to the sexual aspects of the marriage. Because there will always be a difference between any two people of a husband and wife. There will always be those differences. And therefore, keeping the health of the couple and the welfare of the relationship in mind is key. So the real key is not just to ask yourself, what do I want? Now, it doesn't mean it's ignored. We said many, many times, one's own needs have value. They're important to be expressed, but it's not just that. It's not just what I want. It is more and focused more on what is best for us. Doing the right thing isn't always what comes to mind when you're in this low spot of the relationship. When the infatuation leaves or the good feelings leave and you're in this blah mode of mundane and you don't really... You get on each other's nerves, and you see the flaws, and you're in that low spot. So doing the right thing then is not always easy, but that is our avodah. That is really the key. When we behave properly in those low spots, and we look at the big picture of things, not just the way we're feeling right now, it gives you a better perspective, and you'll make the right decision. And you may not make the right decision with a great feeling. You know, if a low libido husband or wife decides to work hard towards connecting sexually, even though they're really not, you know, it takes effort if you don't have that drive, right now is not fun for them. Although while they're in it, generally they enjoy it somewhat, but it's still not ideal for them. But in the bigger picture of things, you're making the right decision and you're planting seeds for a more beautiful relationship and a loving relationship. It's like people who don't like paying the monthly bills. But in the long run, if you don't do it and you let it fly in your budget, you don't know what's going on. It's a lot worse. or you ruin your credit rating. You know, you just ignore it and you miss the due dates and it affects your credit rating and also your peace of mind. So you pay the bills. You don't enjoy it. No one like says, "Hey, I'm excited. I'm going to pay my monthly bills." But you do it anyway. Same thing here. A couple should try to strive for a satisfying sex life. That goes without saying. Not the only thing in a marriage, obviously. Hyperfocus, we said 10,000 times probably by now. Hyperfocusing just on this area, also unhealthy. But most marriages crumble not because they hyperfocus on this area, but because this area is neglected. So you have to keep sight of that goal. The goal is, whether you have a high libido or low, to strive for a satisfying, continuous, consistent sex life, whether it's one's tunas hanefesh to have one, or to desire one, or whether not. And it's healthy. As much as the Chazal say that if overused, it's unhealthy, physically and spiritually, the Rambam talks about it, you know, on the male perspective, but done in the right regulation, it is very, very healthy. It stimulates the heart, increases blood flow throughout the body, forces greater strength, flexibility, stamina. It sends a message to your brain. You're young and alive. It gives you a chias. It gives you a certain life force. Loving sexual contact can elevate the mood, can open the soul. Could be opened up to Ahavas Hashem as well. It reduces tension. Your body is more relaxed. You feel more connected with your husband or wife. There is a shared joy in the pleasure to one another. It triggers, orgasms and thing and this what they call snuggle chemical when they bind together. There's a certain care that's developed based on that. It's similar to when the mother breastfeeds a child. Creates a bond to the infant. The same is the effect of two people when they have that physical intimacy with one another. It causes a bonding. The release of that chemical of pleasure, sexual pleasure, creates a actual bonding between the two. Sometimes it could get very emotional, even move you to tears. Some people experience that. Really, really affects you emotionally on a very deep level. That is why it's so important. You know, if someone has a lower interest physically, but if they know that once they're into it and it's better for the relationship, when they connect, that could open their heart emotionally, that would help as well. To have a positive attitude towards sex, this is something that sounds, again, weird in the from world, you know, overall, when you think to be taught about these things. This is not exactly that what you expect a manig or a rav even privately to tell you. Have a positive attitude about sex. You're usually not going to hear it that way. You may hear it in the way of that if they would privately be madrich a couple to tell the couple be besimcha when you're involved physically with one another. Appreciate each other and enjoy, and that adds bring simcha. So they're not using those very words that we just said, you know, to have a positive attitude about sex. But that's pretty much what they're saying. Obviously, they're looking at it as a vehicle, as a tool for the whole relationship overall, physically and spiritually, both. And given the fact that the brain is the greatest sex organ, because the attitude about the sex is important, and that affects your entire relationship. How you feel about yourself and your husband, your wife, has a tremendous impact on how you conduct and behave with one another when there is that physical intimate time together. It will improve the relationship. Hyperfocus on it will not, but focusing on it will, absolutely will. If you spend time on other parts of your marriage, and you're serious about that, the respect, the providing, the working together with problems, working together as friends, spending quality time together, the other love language we discussed, then This part of it is very, very, very important. And you ask yourself always, what do I need? What can I do to feel better about my husband or wife? What, you know, how do I grow in appreciation of them in order to grow with that feeling of love? So it has to be very, very much a priority. Make sex a priority. Yes. It's important to you. It's important to your relationship. It has to be top on the priority list. Up there. Very much up there. Advocate each for each other's sexual needs in a normal, healthy way. What's important to you in this intimate activity between one another? What foreplay is needed to become sexually aroused, and so on and so forth? Give each other attention. You give, yes, but also receive. That's called a Kabbalah Menash Lashpia. Like the Bala Sulam talks about all the time, about the Mashpia Al Menash Lashpia, Mekabbalah Menash Lashpia, which means that even when you're taking, it's in order to give. So in other words, it's a two-way street. You are interested in giving and expressing and providing the needs for your husband or for your wife. And at the same time, the reciprocation of asking your husband or your wife what you need and asking them to provide it for you, that by you receiving that way, you are giving. That's a deep concept that we will discuss, as Hashem, in other shiurim. The main also thing is that the low desire in a marriage is often not a reflection of your relationship. It is not. Now, if they're not physical with one another and it's continuous, it's a sign that there's a serious problem there. But if there's low desire between the two, that's not a reflection of their relationship. So in other words, if they are together often and they keep that consistency and they love each other, and the fact that they have a low desire or one of them does, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with the marriage. It could be many, many causes of it. It could be hormonal levels. That's the most common cause of reduced sexual desire is hormone levels. And then there's other things that could be psychological and past experiences and things like that. So many things could be connected to low libido. A person's low self-esteem and shame or blame that they feel inside could lower their libido. Sometimes it's antidepressants could lower sexual desire and the responsiveness to it. Sometimes anti-ulcer drugs can interfere with the testosterone levels and cause libidos and erection difficulties. Sometimes prostate shrinkers, when you need that for your health to reduce, the size of the prostate and lower the level of testosterone, that does it with some men, so that could affect the sexuality of a person. Some forms of birth control could very much lower sexual drive. Antihistamines can constrict arteries and block the flow to erections and lubrication. Sleeping pills also can interfere with indirectly with sexuality. Alcohol can inhibit and cause problems with sexual pleasure. People think you don't think this way when you hear things that, New Year's Eve or whatever it is, they party and then they have these sexual experiences that they go hand in hand and it goes together. It does not. Alcohol actually decreases and prevents the performance of sexual pleasure and the actual being able to function. Drugs obviously does too. There's some drugs actually, let's say weed or whatever it is, that you could be on a high and the experience could be unbelievable, but that is very, very, very sad. Very, very sad indeed. How people think that they need this weed or whatever it is in order, cannabis they call it, in order to enhance their sexual experience. It's really a nebuch. It really, really is a nebuch. I heard one commentator once said, and he was a mature teenager, okay? This is more in the secular world type of thing. Mature teenager, so he never took this weed or whatever it is. And the other teenagers around him were telling him, if you have sex and you have also this weed, it's like, wow, it's such a high. And he's thinking to himself, what do you need weed for? That alone should be a high. You see, that's the problem with these this substitution, these fake substitutions for the experience itself. Hashem made this experience where it could be great in and of itself. And if there's issues with it, normal, healthy issues, you work through it. Over 99% of all sexual problems are treatable, especially bizman hazeh. We have the technology to that, and we understand that. So this is the idea, and we will continue in the next shiur, as Hashem, talking a little more about this. But the key, again, is to understand that the sexuality aspects between a husband and wife needs to be a priority, not just regarding your own needs per se, but what is good for the relationship. And the high-level libido person needs to know how to adapt and, be a mensch and not go overboard with their need that would put pressure over-pressurize their spouse into always, having this when, they're not up to it and giving them their healthy space for it. And the lower level needs to realize the significance and the importance of that in the relationship and to put hard work to connect that way, even if they don't feel that way initially, because ultimately the feelings will come and it'll be enhanced and the overall relationship will be better. Bracha and Hatzlacha.